Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 28 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in Alma Chapter 5 to 7 in the week of June the 10th to June the 16th. And today we're going to conclude Alma Chapter 5. And probably just quickly go over to Alma chapter 6 as well. So then we're ready to go into Alma 7 for the remainder of the week. So, Alma then in verse 45 begins to talk about in Alma chapter 5 how he has come to know the things that he is teaching the people in Zarahemla. He says, "And this is not all. Do you not suppose that I know of these things myself? Behold, I testify unto you that I do know of these things, whereof I have spoken are true. And how do ye suppose that I know of their surety?" He goes on to say in verse 46, "Behold, I say unto you that they are made known unto me by the Holy Spirit of God. Behold, I have fasted and prayed many days that I might know these things myself. And now I do know of myself that they are true, for the Lord God hath made them manifest unto me by his Holy Spirit. And this is the spirit of revelation which is in me." So Alma is teaching them about the Holy Ghost and how the Holy Ghost has revealed to him the truth of the things that he has spoken, a theme and a message that will become very important to us as we go through the Book of Mormon. And it is one which helps us to understand how we can know spiritual things in our own lives. I think it is a great reminder to us about the need to stay in tune with the Spirit and seek to have it in our lives regularly, because we are making decisions every day and often we'll need the Spirit to guide us, even if it's in the moment that, you know, the choice comes up that we need to make that decision and we don't really have time to reflect on it. Sometimes we need to make split-second decisions, and having the Spirit with us can help guide us to what the Saviour would have us do. If we don't have that, then we're left very much on our own to make those choices, which can sometimes be right, but sometimes it may not be right, or even it may not be the best choice, but it is, even though it is a good choice. So I think that is important for us to reflect on. And then he begins to speak about how he knows about the Saviour because of this method. In verse 48, "I say unto you that I know of myself that whatsoever I shall say unto you concerning that which is to come is true." And I say unto you that I know that Jesus Christ shall come, yea, the Son of the only begotten Father, full of grace and mercy and truth. And behold, it is he that cometh to take away the sins of the world, yea, the sins of every man who steadfastly believe on his name. It's interesting that the word steadfastly is in there, that it's not just a simple, oh yeah, hope, or I have some faith that the Saviour is able to do that for me, but we need to steadfastly believe on his name, have that faith which is fully trusting that the Saviour can do that. And that, for me, I think is actually going to be what I want to cover in Alma chapter 5. I think there is, it's obviously about 10 more verses or so, but it's kind of the final wrapping up for Alma, kind of going over what has been said, summarising what he has said, I should say, but also kind of making it so that they know that he knows all these things by the Spirit, and that if they repent, and if they are of the church and don't repent, then it'll be a problem for them. If they do repent, then they should be blessed, and if they are not of the church, then they are all invited to repent and be baptized. And I think it's this kind of, well, as often when we do teach, and often the best lessons do this, is to leave an invitation, an invitation to act based on what has just been said. And it's a great example from Alma of, again, a teaching method, a teaching principles, that we ought to leave an invitation to those that we've just been teaching. And that invitation will be important to help any teaching interaction have more of an impact. So Alma chapter 6, I'm just going to very quickly mention, but Alma finishes teaching, he re-establishes the church, or restructures it, with priests and teachers, or elders, it says in verse 1 of Alma chapter 6. Verse 3, like this, it says, "And it came to pass that whosoever did belong to the church that did not repent of their wickedness and humble themselves before God, I mean those who were lifted up in the pride of their hearts, the same were rejected, and their names were blotted out, that their names were not numbered among those of the righteous." This, of course, is following the practice which Alma was taught by the Lord in chapter 1 with the people of Nehor. And it's this idea that, it sounds obviously like a very negative thing, but don't forget, these are individuals who were part of the church, who had made certain covenants, and then they were deciding to go against those covenants and not have they had no intention of repenting or of trying to make sure that they brought themselves back. They weren't even individuals, perhaps, that were making those mistakes, but then trying to repent and trying to move themselves away from that path and return back to the gospel path. But they were completely in willful rebellion and open rebellion. And so for them, it was probably what they wanted, ultimately, was to have their names blotted out, so they were not numbered among those people who were trying to. Verse 6 of Alma 6, we read about what the believers or the children of God, as they're called in this verse, and I suppose it means covenant children in this situation, what they did. In verse 6, "Nevertheless, the children of God were commanded that they should gather themselves together oft and join in fasting and mighty prayer on behalf of the welfare of the souls of those who knew not God." So even though there were people who were not of their faith, either those people who didn't join them in baptism, or those who perhaps were removed from them from amongst themselves because of their actions, Elder M. Russell Ballard said this, quote, "In gospel sharing homes, we pray for guidance for ourselves, and we pray for the physical and spiritual well-being of others. We pray for the people the missionaries are teaching, for our acquaintances, and for those not of our faith. In the gospel-sharing homes of Alma's time, the people would join in fasting and mighty prayer in behalf of the welfare of souls of the souls of those who knew not God." Close quote. And then once all this is established and set up, Alma then makes his journey over to Gideon. And what he finds in Gideon is far different to what he finds in Zarahemla. So we'll talk about that tomorrow as we go into Alma chapter 7. Thank you so much for joining with us today, and until we meet again,